The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Good morning, Millennials.
Welcome back to the Toast. Happy Tuesday. Hope everybody's having a gorgeous day. It's a Taylor Tuesday because Taylor Strucker's in studio with me. Hey, girlfriend.
I love it. Let's coin it Taylor
Tuesday. Taylor Tuesday. We could also do Whack Job Wednesday.
Well, I think that that's more my energy.
We could do Thirsty Thursdays.
Which I'm the most thirsty.
We could do Feral Fridays. I could go on.
Actually, you're the feral one.
Man-hating Mondays.
Girl! You know what? I was much more of a man-hater when I was a straight woman. Wow. Now I am a man-sympathizer.
Oh.
The struggle is real for us straight men.
That's so... You are basically a straight man trapped straight in a lesbian's body.
I'm worried for them.
You look beautiful. Thank you for showing up today and showing up in a gorgeous outfit. It's kind of like a sign of respect when you... Some people come in here, mostly me, looking like a, you know, a slob.
You really don't. Not anymore.
Not when I have guests on.
Ooh.
Because I used to like just dress, it's a podcast. I used to wear merch and leggings.
I know.
And like Shannon Ford and Paige DeSorbo would come
Forget
in
it.
Here.
Forget
and
it.
I'd be like, they'd literally be wearing heels. And I'm like, oh man, I'm actually wearing like the thing I wore to sleep last night.
I'm wearing heels.
So you look gorgeous.
But I am because I'm bridging tunnel. First of all, I want to tell everybody.
Tell them.
Not only was she on time, she was early today.
10 minutes early. We're getting started.
Yep.
Early.
Yep. Early. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I learned a lesson.
Thank you.
Verbal abuse works very well on me.
That's something I've come to learn in my old age.
Yeah, I like it, actually.
I know you do.
Whip me. And then, but I commuted here, so I have a change of shoes.
Like
I'm a
real New Yorker.
Like a true poor person.
No! Like a native New Yorker.
You know, what was the show? Not Billions. Hello.
Succession.
Thank you. Made me feel so ashamed.
Oh,
when they were dogging the big purse.
Are you wearing a ludicrously capacious bag?
Mm-hmm.
What, does she have a change of shoes in there for the subway?
She does.
That was honestly like one of the best lines ever written in Succession.
Ever. It was so spot on, and really, it felt like a personal attack.
So tell me what's new with you, Taylor Strucker.
Well,
I mean, it has been literally less than a week since you've been here, but so much goes on in your life.
So much has changed. I mean, I'm wearing denim on denim now.
It's giving Canadian tuxedo.
Thank you. My wife actually insisted I wear this. I am denim shirt, denim pants, denim heels, bitch.
You look fabulous.
Thank you. Do you like this for her?
I do.
Sente like made me wear her bracelets, and she tried to have me wear the necklaces, you know, that she always wears.
I was like,
it's okay. It's too much.
It's too much. And you're giving titty, like it needs, you have a tan, so you don't want to distract.
I also don't want to be like her like weird little lesbian doll.
Wow. Those are fighting words.
So we had to stop with the necklaces. But
you look
great. Thank you, girl. You look great.
We look great.
We really do look great.
Let's do another weekly Ozempic update. Actually, I wanted to get your take on something because you can speak to this.
Please.
How I can.
Please.
So yesterday, Jackie and I were talking about the upcoming Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur.
I saw.
And Jackie called me a cheater because I'm going to be on Ozempic.
Cheater, pumpkin eater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But let's just... It's important to note that Yom Kippur falls on a Monday and I take my weekly shots on Wednesdays. So
okay. So like today is Tuesday. I haven't taken my shot yet.
Me too. I take mine tomorrow.
Last night I was eating like a crazy person.
I'm starving.
So you really do get your full on appetite back, which also you don't know how to control anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So you are kind of like next level. But I will
say, it's a test.
It is definitely easier
of
for something like
that.
I mean, it's cheating. It's 100% cheating.
I don't think that
How
it's
about
cheating.
This? It's assisted living.
It's an assistance for sure. It's a tool. It's a tool.
Exactly.
But I was on Ozempic last Yom Kippur and I don't remember, but if I don't remember, it must have been fine.
Well, I remember last year you were complaining about your phone more than anything over food.
Yeah, we also
You realized how addicted you were.
It's a really big problem.
Like how? are you with your phone? Because you know how awful I am.
Okay, but let me ask you a question. You're so bad with your phone, like you never respond. If you text me, I'm responding within 10 seconds. When you wake up in the morning, what's the first thing you do?
I grab my phone.
Okay.
Because my alarm goes off.
Oh, right.
I actually go on Instagram way more than I should. And I know I'm like actively, I hate it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I'm not like on anything good. I'm on like the weirdest algorithm of like how to get a mortgage and when the best time. Like, I don't know how I fell into this hole, but
maybe
it's
your
dark.
Your phone's trying to tell you something. It's time to buy a house.
It is. Seriously, Tay and I went out to see my sister-in-law mm-hmm. and brother-in-law to go watch the Eagles. And torture. I was like, I really don't want to move to the Burbs.
Wow.
And I was like, I don't want to have to make new friends. Like, I love my friends.
Yeah.
I don't want to make new friends.
I know.
And then Tay was like, well, what about when all of our friends move to the Burbs?
Well, then we all just need to move together.
That's what I said. And I said, Claudia would never do that without informing
us. I wouldn't. I would let you know if I was thinking about moving, and I would give you the opportunity to buy the house next door.
Really, do you think you'll ever move to the Burbs? And if you move out of the city, where do you think y'all go?
I don't know. People ask me this question a lot, mostly because Olivia and Jackie moved.
Yeah.
And I think everybody's just kind of waiting for me to move to Florida. And it's really not on my list of things to do. It's a really nice life, but it's just not for me.
You promise?
I promise. But I don't know. I could, you know, one day have a kid. And I think when you have a kid, like, everything changes.
They ruin everything.
So maybe I'll just be, like, so inclined to be near my sisters and their kids. I don't know. I don't know. I could see myself moving out of the city. I could also see myself never moving out of the city. I really don't know.
But where would you move?
I don't know.
This is the thing.
And also, I just think we're, like, I can't even think about living in a house right now. Like, getting a mortgage, 7%. Fuck that shit. Like,
no.
I can't. I need the rates to go back down. I gotta wait for the market to shift. I don't even know what I'm talking about, but I just know I'm not paying 7%.
Do you feel like, I've been thinking about this,
yeah,
that like the pressure to purchase a home is like actually valid and it's a good investment and like it keeps going up? Like, I've been watching, you watch Selling OC?
I didn't.
Okay.
But that's a very good question.
But like, what, when I watch it, like the OC, like a fucking shit turd house,
yeah,
on the smallest plot of land goes for $2.5 million.
Yeah.
So now I'm getting scared, like, wait, but like, are they inflating the prices? But like,
right, no, it's a lot of things. Like, that's a good question. Like, if you buy a house, like, is it a guaranteed good investment? I don't fucking know. And like, what if it's not? And I just spent like my whole life savings on a house.
And people that get houses, like, I have friends that are recent homeowners and they're like, this is a fucking racket.
Oh,
the money.
Olivia's husband.
Oh my God.
Hates being a homeowner. He's like, it's just endless problems,
yes,
endless money, endless issues. You need people coming, technician, electrician. He said it's endless. He hates it.
That's my point. So many people hate it.
And I want to say, I absolutely love being a renter.
Same.
It's such a peaceful life.
Except when you're scared that you are going to have to move.
Well, that, and it used to be that you could really rent above, like you could rent an apartment you would really never be able to afford to buy.
Us.
But now with the market in New York, I'm only talking about New York.
Fair.
Everyone wants to rent. Cause I think after COVID, it's like so uncertain. Like, is New York coming back? Like, it's just safer to rent. Like,
yeah.
And I think you're really not able to, now you're renting so much money for something like kind of crappy.
Totally.
So I don't know. I'm not a real estate expert. I'm not Ryan Serhant.
If we were smart, we'd legit pool our money together and start like a commune of sorts.
If we were smart, we would have bought houses during COVID.
True that.
When the interest rates were so low.
God.
I don't know how anybody like made a life-altering decision during COVID. Like, the world stopped.
I mean, I made a decision to gain 45 pounds.
Oh, I mean, I made a decision to like vape again, yep, be a disgusting slob, yep, drink more than I've ever drank,
yep,
eat more than I've ever eaten. Like,
sleep until like 1 p.m.
Sleep, like make my house slobber's paradise. Like, yeah, I made a lot of decisions during COVID. Not one of them were good.
Not one benefited me in any way, shape, or form.
Not a singular good decision was made.
I interrupted you. Do you have a question about Ozempic? Oh, it was about Yom Kippur.
Yeah, so do you think I'm cheating?
100%. I mean, with Yom Kippur specifically. I mean, listen, okay. So are you and I, as Ozempic queens, technically cutting the line? I don't like the word cheating, right? Because we're not cheaters.
People are, they've been calling it...
we're line cutters.
No, what do they call it? Because it bothers me when people say, taking the easy way out.
Taking the easy way out. Well, I implore the people who have criticisms of what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you should do? Stop taking your car. Walk everywhere.
Wow.
You know what you should do?
Wow.
You should email, find a pigeon, attach a fucking letter, and send it to your grandma. Like,
listen,
these are called modern day advancements.
No,
everything we do is a shortcut.
Listen, Taylor, I love you. And I want to support this analogy. I don't, like, really, like, understand the car thing.
Because it's a modern...
Right, it's a faster way of getting somewhere.
Yes, and this is a faster way of losing weight in a more efficient way.
It's actually, it's not faster.
Fine, it's more efficient. It's efficient. And no, so it's not more... Driving is efficient.
More efficient, yeah, yeah.
How about,
yeah.
You know what? You want to go see your friends over in Europe? Take a boat. How dare you fly? It's too efficient.
I really am not understanding this whole, like, travel analogy. I get it, I guess. Yeah, no, I get
it. Well, it makes sense to me.
Have you ever read Gary Jannetty's book?
No.
I know you're new to
reading. I'm Taylor Reed Jenkins exclusively.
Jenkins Reed. But you should read Gary Jannetty's book. One, because it's just like funny short stories. They're really short and it's fabulous.
Huh.
But he tells a story about like his, one of his main methods of travel when he was a young kid was cruise ships. Because his dad worked for a cruise ship and he would just get free. So when he did like a semester in London, all the kids like, you know, flew and he took the QE2 home.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the funniest story. You should really read the book. It's excellent. But have you ever been on a cruise?
Once I barfed everywhere, never again.
Really?
I'm like so scared.
What kind of cruise was it?
It was just like a day cruise in Florida. It was
just a day?
Yeah, it was. Thank God it was just a day.
I don't think that's considered a cruise. I was talking about like a big
It was a big ass cruise ship.
Like, with thousands of people?
Yes. I mean, listen, I was traumatized, so I might have blocked how long I was there for.
But you only go for a day?
I honestly don't know why it was just a day, okay. But I am swearing to you it was a cruise ship. And the way I was so sick. I get very seasick. I get seasick on a raft in my hot tub.
Well, maybe you should stop floating in there for hours on end. But that is how you got so tan this summer.
That is how I got so tan.
You're so tan. I hate you.
Girl, I'm so scared for when it goes away.
No, but you know what? You worked really hard at it.
Like, I did. Thank
I didn't
you.
Even try to get tan. Therefore, I'm not.
Yeah, but like it's going to eventually go away.
What are your thoughts on like tanning? Like, you know, Lauren Bostic is very, you know, skincare forward. Get the fuck out of the sun.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on that? As a woman of a certain age.
You know, so what
you look very good for your age, by the way.
Thank you. I think it's a handful of things. I think I started getting Botox when I was 18 because of the blinkies.
Yeah.
So it was like, so it wasn't like a vanity thing. It was like a medical thing. But when you're there, honey, with a needle
do
in
it
your
up.
Face.
Do it up.
Get me in the forehead.
100%.
So I think that that has a big part of it or has to do with it.
Must be genetics.
My mom is so young. I said to my mom, like, Mom, you look so good. Like, I'm fine. And then she said to me, well, you live a lot harder than I do, which is accurate.
You live a lot harder. That's a way of putting it.
The drinking.
Of course.
The smoking.
Right.
The other things.
Right.
But she's not wrong.
No.
But I feel like now that I'm at the age that I'm at, I mean, Babette, those genes are kicking in.
No, you look very good for a 40-year-old woman.
Thank you.
Like, and I always forget that you're older than me.
I love when you say that. Do you feel like it's because I have such a youthful spirit?
Yes.
AKA because I'm so immature?
No, you're not immature. Like, you really are just, like, fresh.
Thank you.
And, like, young. I really always forget that there's, like, an age gap between us.
Oh, Claudia, literally.
If anything, like, you feel, like, 32 to me.
Oh, queen!
But you're not.
But I'm not, and neither is Theo.
Get the fuck out of my studio, bitch.
I'm sorry.
No, you're right. I came for you.
I walked right into it.
No, I walked right into it.
Right. I leaned into it.
You walked me right into it.
I did. I walked right into it.
We have Fast Five today. They're actually really good stories. A lot of strike news.
Okay.
So without further ado, if it's okay with you, I would love to dive in.
Please.
Here are the Fast Five stories that you need to know. Today's episode is brought to you by Legacy Box. What was your favorite childhood memory caught on film or videotape? Do you have an easy way to watch it or share it with your friends and family or even post it? Probably not, but lucky for you, we have found a solution, Legacy Box. Our home videotapes, which were all VHSs, are some of our most prized memories. And for so many years, they just sat in a box in our basement, like decaying. And Legacy Box is not about that life. Like, they are here to make things easy for you. The process is so easy. It is the simple and safe solution for digitizing all your family's precious memories. And when you go to legacybox.com/toast, you can enjoy 40% off when you get started with Legacy Box today. Super easy. You send in your Legacy Box, fill it with your old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, pictures, whatever you got, and their team will professionally digitize everything by hand in the USA. You will get it back on a cloud or the thumb drive along with your originals. They've digitized over 15 different types of analog media. So whether you've got those VHS tapes like I have, you know, Queen of the 90s singing Spice Girls in the backyard, or you have Super 8 millimeter film reels, photo negatives, whatever it is, they've got you covered. After 10 years in business, Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer. They've helped over a million families relive wedding days, chaotic childhood Christmases, and even road trips to Yellowstone. It's really the best gift to give someone because they just sit there, and the longer they sit in a basement or an attic, whether it's like super hot or super cold, that can actually affect and ruin and destroy your tapes. So take care of it. Go to legacybox.com/toast to save 40%. Buy today, send in when you're ready. Only when you go to legacybox.com/toast will you get that 40% off. Just make sure to buy it today. You can send it in whenever you're ready. legacybox.com/toast. Today's episode is also brought to you by Stamps.com. The holiday rush means more mailing and shipping for your business, but it doesn't have to mean more stress. Stamps.com has been helping businesses like yours save time and money for 25 years, and they can help you get ready for the holiday ramp up. All you need is Stamps.com premium rates for all your postage needs. So Stamps.com is your own personal post office wherever you are. With Stamps.com, all you need is a computer and a printer. They'll even send you a free scale, so you'll have everything you need to get started. Now, taking care of orders is going to go on even easier with the Stamps.com mobile app. If you need a package pickup, you can easily schedule it through the Stamps.com dashboard. And if you sell products online, Stamps.com seamlessly connects with every major marketplace and shopping cart. If you're running low on supplies, you can order shipping and mailing supplies, labels, even printers from the supply store at Stamps.com. You're getting huge carrier discounts up to 84% off USPS and UPS rates to help your bottom line. Plus, Stamps.com automatically tells you the cheapest and fastest shipping options available to you. It's been a postage partner for the last 25 years. They have been an indispensable resource for over a million businesses. You're getting access to the USPS and UPS services that you need right from your computer anytime, day or night. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. So get your business ready for the holiday rush. Get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code TOAST for a special offer that includes a four-week trial, plus free postage, and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts required. Just go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code TOAST. Okay, first up is Drew Barrymore. Like, last time we spoke about her, she was a victim.
Yeah, we're very, very worried for her.
Today, she's kind of the villain.
No.
So the Writers Guild of America is slamming Drew Barrymore for returning to her talk show amid the strike.
Ooh.
4 months after the WGA officially went on strike, following failed negotiations with the AMPTP, and 2 months after SAG-AFTRA joined them on the picket line, Drew Barrymore has confirmed that her eponymous daytime talk show will return for season 4 on September 18th, literally in a few days.
Yikes.
So in a statement shared to social media on September 10th, she like explained a lot and said a whole bunch of nothing. So I don't know if you remember, a few months ago, she was supposed to host the MTV Movie and TV Awards.
Yes.
And the strike hadn't officially begun yet. It was like about to begin, but in solidarity, she took a step back. So she kind of positioned herself as like an activist.
Yeah.
For SAG.
A dangerous place to live.
Right. Nobody asked her to do, especially if she's going to kind of renege on that and now go back to her talk show. So she cited that. She said, "I made a choice to walk away from the MTV Film and Television Awards because I was the host and it had a direct conflict with what the strike was dealing with, which was studios, streamers, film, and television. It was also in the first week of the strike, and so I did what I thought was the appropriate thing at the time to stand in solidarity with the writers."
Hmm. You know, is it like that she was there first and now she gets to like fall out first?
I don't know. Maybe she sounds like she's like, it sounds like she's saying this has gone on like a little too long. Like, I want to go back to work.
I'm over it.
This is the rest of her statement. "However, I am making the choice to come back for the first time in the strike for our show that may have my name on it, but it is bigger than just me. I own this choice. Mm. We are in compliance with not discussing or promoting film and television that is struck of any kind. We launched live in the global pandemic. Our show was built on sensitive times and has only functioned throughout what the real world is going through in real time. I want to be there to provide what writers do so well, which is a way of bringing us together or help us make sense of the human experience. I hope for a resolve for everyone as soon as possible. We've navigated difficult times since we first came on air, and so I take a step forward to start season 4 once again with an astute humility."
Big mistake.
Big mistake. I mean, first of all, no one's going to be able to come on and promote projects, so celebrities are not coming on.
She won't be able to weirdly crawl into people's laps and make them feel uncomfortable.
So that's literally half the show.
Right.
Her show does have writers. It is a WGA show, so those people will not be returning.
Right.
So you have no writers and you have no guests. What the fuck are you doing?
What are you doing? Maybe she needs the money because of her stalker and she has to pay for Social Security.
The thing is, she's the type of person who I think people perceive as the 1% in this strike.
Absolutely.
The strike definitely has like an image issue where people don't understand. They're like, oh, how I feel so bad for Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
But, and this is kind of what their messaging has been. They're trying to educate people and being like, for every Leonardo DiCaprio, there's like 1,000 camera operators.
Yes.
Or extras or a background actor who yeah. literally lives hand to mouth.
Yes.
These aren't people like Kevin Bacon.
Right.
And so they have people like Kevin Bacon going on GMA trying to put that message forward. Someone like what Drew Barrymore doing this, like being a it's giving greedy.
It's giving greedy.
It's not a good look.
It's giving I'm over it.
Right.
And also like I sometimes feel pangs of guilt for being able to work because I have a lot of people that work for me and with me that are a part of the writer's strike and a part of Screen Actors Guild.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So like they tell me about what's going on and it makes me feel kind of guilty that my life hasn't whatsoever been affected because we're all in media. So the fact that she's doing this when she can hella afford to take time off and stand in solidarity is very bad look.
And it is, but it's like it's a moral gray area. Not moral gray area. It's a gray area because she's in compliance. Like, she's not technically crossing the picket line.
Technically.
But it doesn't look like she's a SAG member who supports other SAG members.
If you're, like, not technically cheating on your partner, but your partner feels a certain way about the way you're acting, well, then technically do whatever the fuck they say.
And this is just such a weird move for Drew Barrymore, who is always, but especially in recent years, kind of become like an America's sweetheart type of vibe.
Absolutely.
So to intentionally do something very controversial.
Yes.
The strike is like a very hot button issue and people are very like emotional about it because it's, you know, it's people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
So for her to like intentionally.
I know.
I have to imagine financially she's fine.
Of course.
She doesn't need season 4. She could wait till the strike is over.
I mean, honestly, I just find this very bizarre. It's financial, she should just be like, honestly, I have a spending problem. I'm poor as shit. Like, yeah. I would have more respect for that because it feels like she's just, it's a selfish decision. And it's also like, she's not socially aware if she thinks that this isn't going to blow back.
And so there is blowback. WGA spoke out against the decision, stating that Drew's show, quote, is a WGA-covered, struck show that is planning to return without its writers. The Guild has and will continue to picket struck shows that are in production during the strike. So WGA is striking Drew now. It's very messy.
Well, the thing, too, is that, like, so you set precedent with things like this. So if she goes on the shows better than ever, the lesson learned is writers are not valuable. And that's a fucking terrible thing
to
say.
It's so true.
So, yeah, she's in the
wrong. So I think we all shouldn't watch, right? I mean, I wasn't planning on it, but.
I the way she makes me want to crawl inside my body and die.
No, I just, and this is something we were talking about yesterday with Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher. To intentionally make such a poor decision in terms of how it'll affect your public image, there has to be another reason.
But at least with Mila and Ashton, they didn't think anybody would know.
I know. But like we were saying yesterday how, it, you know, there's a conspiracy theory that because Scientology is so involved in this case,
yes.
that they were somehow blackmailed into writing those letters.
Did you see the stuff? So St. Hoax posted something yesterday. Like it's a TikTok conspiracy theorist type of a thing. But basically one of the women who was, who accused Danny of rape, she was dating him.
Are you talking about the phone call?
Wait.
About
the phone call?
Ex-girlfriend?
Was it a phone call or was it a post?
She said she was present for the phone call.
That's what I'm talking about, the phone call.
We spoke about it yesterday on
the show. What do you think? Do you think that like, because the takeaway is, not so subtly, that he was the one that actually maybe potentially murdered this girl.
No, okay, so I saw another, like, I'm on TikTok, like, this girl, the talk of shame, I spoke about her yesterday.
Okay.
It's a much deeper dive. So one of the, her name is Chrissy Brickley, who is Danny Masterson's ex-girlfriend.
Got it.
She had said, I was there that night of February 11, 2001, I heard the entire phone call.
Right.
A friend of hers had spoken publicly and said that what he knows, which we assume to be from Chrissy, who heard the phone call firsthand,
right.
was that Ashton showed up to her house. She had already been killed. He looked through the window and like, or he actually opened the door and saw her dead body. And instead of calling the police, he got back in his car, called his team, his lawyers, called Danny.
Got it.
And came up with a plan for how to just make himself look best. He wasn't actually involved in the killing. That was like kind of, I think people's first, it was definitely how it sounded.
Yes.
But a friend of hers, I don't know.
Okay, so what she's saying is like, you did something shitty in a moment. Right. She's not saying, wink, you're a murderer.
Yeah,
okay,
Yeah. But so for them, like them being blackmailed by Scientology it's like an easier way for us to digest them writing those letters, because them writing those letters as people who are advocates for sex crimes makes no sense.
Yeah.
And Drew Barrymore, who is like Hollywood royalty Barrymore.
Yeah.
She's been in SAG since she was 8.
Yeah.
Her kind of crossing, it's not crossing the picket line, but like her making a questionable choice makes, it's 1 + 1 = suck. Like it makes no sense.
I know.
So I need someone to explain this to me.
She like, also in Scientology? Can we just blame Scientology for everything?
I mean, Leah Remini does.
Honestly.
I love her.
If it helps us sleep at night.
You know what?
Let's do it.
You know what keeps me up at night?
What?
The fallout between J-Lo and Leah Remini.
They were thick as thieves. So is J-Lo in the Church of Scientology still?
No.
Ever?
No.
Then what's the beef?
I don't know. I like how we think everything Leah Remini like in her life has to do with Scientology. But it does. It does. Like she didn't go to their wedding, Ben Affleck. Like they were so tight.
What would make you fall out with a friend that hard?
I don't have many, so let's take you for example. What would make me like never talk to you again?
Yeah. And like, let's not forget either, like it's so public.
Yeah.
So it's an extra layer of like, it's so bad they can't even fake it.
Yeah, and people would be like, why isn't Taylor on the Toast anymore?
Exactly. Like we don't follow each other on Instagram. I never come on the Toast. We're never out together.
Honestly, I think like if you did something like against one of my sisters.
Yes.
Like I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Like I could forgive anyone, but what would I have to do?
You would have to fuck Taylor.
Well, I guess I'll see you later. No, I'm kidding. That's so I always forget how like a crazy jealous wife you are.
Psychotic.
I that must make Taylor feel so nice.
Yeah, well, she doesn't feel that towards me. She like never gets jealous.
She's like such a secure person.
It's so insulting and rude. Like, why do you love yourself so much? It's so disgusting.
Go to therapy. In other news, we also have like a little bit of SAG news, but it's more Dancing with the Stars casting news. A lot of people have come out. We know Ariana Maddox is on it. And this morning It was announced that Jamie Lynn Spears is joining a popularity contest that she's clearly going to lose. Dancing with the Stars season 32, Jamie Lynn Spears. She's putting on her dancing shoes. She will be competing with Alan Burstyn, who Caitlin Bristow was just in the news for saying he was like one of the meanest people she ever met on Dancing with the Stars. I found that interesting. Yeah. But in light of the Writers and Screen Actors Guild, she revealed that she'll be donating her weekly salary to the organization.
She can't afford that.
I agree. But also, I just think this is like a person who's so deeply trying to get people to like her.
Yeah.
And while this is a nice sentiment, like nobody cares.
Yeah. I just feel, I'm like, how could she rehabilitate her image?
She can't. And like, why do people hate her?
I was just trying to process this very quickly through my head right now as we're saying it, because it's like, so we hate her right now because Britney hates her and we love Britney.
And we love Britney. And then she like kind of tried to capitalize on her sister's trauma with the book and then going on Call Her Daddy, which really blew back in her face.
Yes.
Like she's.
So that's why we hate her now.
Yeah.
But we always have.
No, I was a Zoe 101 queen.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's just as simple as that. I don't know. I feel like sometimes when there's like...
it's the stigma of teenage pregnancy.
I was going to say, I think it's the stigma of having an insanely famous sibling. Like, Solange is, I mean, not Jamie Lynn.
Not Jamie Lynn.
But I just still feel like there's always a part of me that's like, are you okay?
Yeah, no, it's actually like, a fair comparison.
Yes.
Because
Solange is so talented.
Right, and had her own career.
Yes.
But nobody really... talks about it.
Right.
Because it's in the shadow of Beyonce.
Exactly.
And that's very Jamie Lynn. Although
Ashley Simpson
and Solange, I think, is a better comparison.
Yes. Jamie Lynn, like, I was never, because of my age, I didn't watch Zoe 101 because that would have been creepy.
You would have been like 20.
Although I did like Wizards of Waverly Place a little too much. You know what? I stand by that decision.
Things are popular for a reason. You know? It was good. It was good like shit.
In my mid-20s.
Who cares? It was good shit.
But I just feel like she was the epitome. Like, she's not a Nepo baby. She's a Nepo sibling.
Yep.
Which we don't really talk about enough.
Yeah.
And I think that Jamie Lynn definitely, like, we just felt like she didn't deserve to be there. And so that's why we always hated her.
Perhaps. I also think that this is just like a bad call for her to go on Dancing with the Stars, because it is a popularity contest.
And yes.
When they announce the cast, you can always tell who's going to make the top four. It's usually a TikToker, like someone with a lot of fans, a mobilized army of, you know, devoted calls, you know. Jamie Lynn doesn't have that.
Mm-mm. If anything, she has like the opposite.
People will call in.
Devoted trolls.
People will call in to vote for Ariana Maddox just because she's not Jamie Lynn Spears.
Exactly.
So I don't think she'll have success. And you get paid per episode on Dancing with the Stars. So it's not going to be a hefty sum donation.
Oh, well, that's why she decided to donate. Because she knows it's going to be like one episode.
$10.
Exactly.
After taxes, after commissions.
Exactly.
It's going to be $10. I will not be watching Dancing with the Stars.
I will also not be watching Dancing with the Stars.
But maybe when they announce the cast, I think the full cast is being announced tomorrow.
We should have a standing dinner in protest to Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, love that for you. Or we should just have dinner like whenever. I love dinner.
That too. I love dinner as well.
Good luck, Jamie Lynn. You're gonna need it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. I just accidentally blew up this picture of Jamie Lynn on my iPad. Sorry. X that out. Goodbye. All right. This next story is so multi-layered, and I wanted to talk about it for a multitude of reasons. One, because we love to see a podcast out here making news. Former Coast co-host Sophia Franklin.
Yes.
We love her. She's making news with Abby Lee Miller.
What in the fuck?
This is one of the most crazy things. Like, I don't even know how to get through this story. Okay, I'm just going to read it word for word. These are page 6's words, not mine. Abby Lee Miller attempts to set the record straight after admitting her attraction to high school athletes. Abby Lee Miller is attempting to, quote, set the record straight after receiving backlash for admitting that she's attracted to high school football players. In an Instagram video Monday, the Dance Mom star, 57, that explained, I quote, I do like those hot, athletic, muscular types, the jocks. I always have, and I always will. However, according to Abby Miller, who was wheelchair-bound following a cancer battle, these guys, quote, must be able to go out to a club, gamble in Vegas, okay, and rent an ADA-compliant, handicap-accessible van.
Which means you have to be 27 to rent a car?
Oh, 25.
Okay.
The reality star who served 8 months in prison. There's so many, like, they have to keep saying it. The reality star who went to prison. The reality star who served 8 months in prison from 2017 to 2018 for bankruptcy fraud also feels that the aforementioned men should have a business, a bank account, success, and passion in their own right.
Why doesn't she just say a certain age so we can all just be done with this?
Circling back to her controversial comment that made headlines for all the wrong reasons, Miller said, if you saw the movie All the Right Moves, starring Tom Cruise playing a high school football star, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. She noted she will be attending her high school class reunion in November in hopes that the heartthrob is there. But if he's not, I heard Tom Brady's available. Yikes. Okay, so
I'm dead. She's so deeply unwell.
This is what she had said. In a recent episode of the Sophia with an F podcast, she stated, oh, that's my downfall. I like the high school football players.
Girl.
I still like them. She even doubled down on her stance, adding, not one that used to be in high school, one that is.
No! Oh, she wanted to really clarify.
And when she said that is when Sophia Franklin ended their interview.
Stop it. Yeah. Good girl, Sophia.
I mean, I feel like Abby Lee Miller's kind of like beyond cancellation.
Yeah. Like she's uncancelable because she's so canceled already.
She like verbally abused a group of girls for like 10 years on television. Ugh. All of them are now like doing podcasts, writing music, poetry, like about all the trauma that they've been through. And it all is from the hands of Abby Lee Miller.
Yes.
She literally went to prison.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is going to be the thing to, quote, cancel. She's literally uncancelable. And that's because like nobody really like cares.
Right.
But this is a crazy thing to say.
So this reminds me, and it's a far departure, but I was on Instagram in my weird algorithm, and there was this video of a high school football player and a girl who's blonde in white jeans that's jumping on him and her like legs wrapped around him. Okay. And then it's
what
like
what the fuck kind of content are you being served?
I don't know. And then it cuts to like, you know where people like watch videos and then they react?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So then it cuts to this girl being like, that's not his girlfriend. That's his mom. Ooh. And I went back and watched, and it was.
Wow.
And I thought, these crazy Karens up in these streets, and Abby Lee Miller, she is the Karen of all Karens.
No, you know what? I've landed cuckoo on that side of TikTok too, where it's like boy moms who like take it too far, who are like actually just like in love with their sons.
Literally.
But like, I get it. Like, I'm so in love with Harry.
I know, but you can't, like, when you're in your 40s and 50s and your son is, like, 16, you can't jump on him and wrap your legs around him.
No, that's, like, what they do on The Bachelor. That's really disgusting. Like, that's really gross.
I wouldn't even be disturbed if it was, like, a girlfriend.
No, of course.
Inappropriate on the field.
I thought you were going to say that's his sister.
I dated a guy one time.
Ooh.
And him and his sister kissed on the lips over me. Like, I was sitting in between them. In a vehicle, like letting her out.
Yeah.
And they gave a, like a kiss goodbye, and it was a lip kiss. I am not claiming incest at all.
Yeah, no, it's
there's
not
families that kiss on the lips. Yeah. But just like A, to watch somebody you're dating do that, and B, to be in the, like in betwixt.
No, we need to talk about it.
It felt very like, but are you guys in love with each other?
We need to talk about it. Okay. Because here, I actually grew up in like a kiss on the mouth household. Like I kiss my mom on the mouth.
Okay.
See, my dad,
Tom Brady kisses. I'm sorry.
I know.
No, Robert Kraft.
Yeah, no, he's a freak.
What the fuck? Tate just showed me that the other
day. But the thing is, like, my dad died. So I don't know if I'd be like this grown ass woman kissing my dad on the lips these days. Like, I probably wouldn't, but I don't know because I never had the opportunity to experience that firsthand. Thanks a lot, God. So I'm not sure, but I also never had a brother.
Right. I do.
So I think, like, parent kissing kids on mouth is different than siblings kissing on mouth. Am I wrong?
Interesting hot take. Well, here's the thing is, like, as you are raising a child, because what was I watching? Selling OC. Great season, by the way. You're highly recommend. I really am. There's this really hot guy. He's married. They have two twin daughters. And he was saying goodbye to them. He kissed both the girls on the lips. Totally fine. But I thought to myself, at what age do you have to, like, stop that? So if you're a family that doesn't stop it, I guess it's just kind of, like, normalized.
No, but the siblings.
But the siblings.
Siblings of a different gender.
The siblings.
I just, like, if Ben kissed his sister on the lips, like, I would be like, you better stop. Like, that's disgusting.
Yeah. So.
They would never.
No.
Sound off in the comments. Do you have a sibling of the opposite gender? Yeah. Do you kiss them on the lips? Or did you when you were a kid and you didn't when you got older? Like, sound off with your experience. This is something Jackie and I always talk about.
Yeah.
And my opinion on the matter is definitely colored by my own experience.
Well, of course. Well, my little brother is 11 years younger than me. And I'm obsessed with him. He's like my baby.
Yeah.
And so I feel like if he would have let me.
Right.
I probably would.
You need two consenting parties.
But he is like, get the fuck away from me.
Right.
He's like, you're too much. It's creepy. Like, the way I used to talk when I was on Sirius that I was in love with him. Mm-hmm. Like, if I could marry him. Like, he got to the point where he was like, it's embarrassing and I need you to just cut it out.
I'm honestly with him.
No. I'm also with him. As a woman who would have jumped on her son on the football field.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, you can be a recovery.
No, and it's kind of.
You can evolve.
Maybe that mom of the video you were talking about was just proud of the fact that, like, she gave birth to a 17-year-old and she's, you know, fit enough for him to hold her up.
I mean, she's like, you know, under different circumstances, we would be an attractive couple.
No, like if I was 45 or whoever that woman is, and my son could pick me up, meaning I'm like small and frail, like, bitch, I'm gonna be proud of that. I'm gonna post a video. You know?
They looked like they could topple.
No, they probably...
Because he was so young!
Yeah, no, it's weird.
So, but it's giving Abby Lee Miller. Yeah. It's giving I'm a Karen. It's giving, like, you know what? Like, we, learning from this whole Mila, Ashton, and of course Danny, whole debacle, mm-hmm. I just feel like as the older party, the onus is on us.
Yeah.
To not, you know, talk about having crushes on high school students.
No, and like, honestly, Abby Lee Miller is such a deeply unwell person. I genuinely expected nothing less from her. And I'm like, if this was someone else, maybe I'd be like, cancel Abby Lee. But like, Abby Lee's gonna do what Abby Lee's gonna do. Abby Lee gonna Abby Lee.
Abby Lee gonna.
You know?
Wait.
And at this point, it's nice to spectate. Like, yeah. I can't even be mad.
Well, yeah, there's some level of crazy with celebrity where, like, we kind of just get to sit back, eat our popcorn, and enjoy.
And there's not gonna be, like, the accountability police calling Abby Lee.
Because they're so far gone.
She's so far gone, exactly. I mean, this bitch went to prison.
Wait, but side note, Sophia. For ending it, good on her. Like, what would you do if you were in a deeply unwell and, like scary, inappropriate conversation?
That's a good question.
Because I feel like I'm working on this, but I'm, like, queen of laughing things off. And
no,
now and I've learned it. You cannot do.
So it depends what the person would have said. In a situation like this, I probably would have done exactly what Sophia did because this is amazing press for her podcast.
Yes.
She didn't agree. Sometimes I do that too, where I just like nod along when people are saying something crazy, just so
crazy.
I just don't have to respond. I'm like, mm-hmm. But that sounds like I'm agreeing with it.
Right.
So, but if they said something really, really bad, I would just cut it out. Maybe even scrap the episode.
Right.
But I would have done exactly what Sophia did because now she's all over Page Six.
Yeah.
It's great podcast promo and Sophia's not implicated at all.
Whatsoever.
And actually she comes out looking like a hero.
Totally.
So yeah. Today's episode of The Toast is brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Football is back in full swing and another week of epic games. And who's got you covered on the action for every single one of them? DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers can bet $5 on football and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. So nobody's missing out on all the action this season. All DraftKings customers can take advantage of two new offers every game day this September. You know, maybe your man's is into sports. Get into it too. It's really fun with DraftKings Sportsbook. Get in on the NFL week two action with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the app now and use code TOAST to sign up. New customers can bet just $5 and take home $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on the DraftKings Sportsbook with code TOAST. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.sot100gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in ONT. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms for eligibility, terms, and responsible gambling resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Today's episode is also brought to you by Collective. Freelance work is booming. So many people are taking the leap and starting their own businesses. But how do you maximize your earnings, minimize your taxes, and make sure you're legally compliant? It's overwhelming, confusing, and it takes time away from your own billable hours. And that's why you need to talk to the experts at Collective.com. Collective was built specifically for businesses of one that are making over $60,000 in profit a year. Collective handles all your back office work so you can focus on your passion, not your paperwork. And stick around because we're going to tell you about how they can backdate your S-Corp and save you thousands on taxes this year. So Collective is the all-in-one financial solution for the businesses of one. They handle your business formation and compliance paperwork, taxes, bookkeeping, accounting, even payroll. Plus, if you're already an LLC, Collective can retroactively elect your S-Corp tax status back to July 1, which could save you thousands on your 2023 taxes. In fact, Collective members save an average of $10,000 per year on taxes with this structure. A Collective membership pays for itself within just a few months, and it's 100% tax deductible. You know, if you're a business person, you really can't let that paperwork, it's so boring, but it's so important. You really got to be on top of it, and Collective is a great option for you. Check out collective.com/toast before October 31st to potentially save thousands of dollars on your 2023 taxes. To sweeten the deal, they'll also throw in an extra $100 off when you use our link, but you have to do it before October 31st. So that's collective.com/toast. You can get started with your personal team of self-employed tax experts. Collective.com. Focus on your passion, not your paperwork. Are you ready for our next story?
I am.
So earlier, I think last week, bombshell news, Lindsay and Carl.
Girl, I feel so conflicted because I really can't stand them.
Okay.
And I think that they're fakety fake fake. Okay. And so I was like, so it's kind of like this, yaha, like, okay, thank you. Like, this was a bunch of bullshit. Right. But I also can't help but feel bad for Lindsay.
I like actually believed in their love. I thought it was like a really healthy adult relationship.
I did never. I didn't understand what was going on, mm-hmm. but I knew it was a bunch of bullshit.
Well, as of yesterday, Lindsay Hubbard has scrubbed Carl, all the wedding pictures, all pictures of him from her Instagram after their shocking breakup.
Yep.
Fans noticed on Monday that almost every snap featuring the former couple together had been deleted from the publicist account,
yeah.
including those from her engagement and her bridal shower, which was just last month. She did keep recent photos with Carl from her 37th birthday celebration, which is captioned, "Thank you all for the birthday wishes. I feel so blessed and loved, especially by Babe at Carl Radke." I feel like she probably just forgot to delete that one, or she really liked the way that she looked.
Yeah, she probably forgot. She was like, she's in the depths of despair.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I remember all those pictures were up for so long and people were like, they're still up. It's like, yeah, she's not on her phone at all.
Right.
I mean, I scrubbed Wasband like very long after we were together.
Very long after.
Yeah. Like I scrubbed like wedding stuff. I look so fucking skinny and pretty.
I know.
But I scrubbed that. But then I kept like a few randomly and it's vanity. You want to keep the ones that you look good in.
Of course.
Or like a special moment. But eventually you just have to like, it's either all or nothing.
I agree. I've never like experienced that because I've only had one boyfriend.
Yeah.
But I imagine I would have been proud of the fact that I had multiple partners in the word of Vicki Gunvalson. So I would have left up like, yeah, I used to have a boyfriend. Then I had another one. Like I would feel like boyfriends are like a badge of honor. Like yep. to get one is hard. So I'm leaving that shit up. Like,
yeah
I'm a You're very right. attractive
now
person.
I'm really regretting everything I've done.
I'm an attractive person. And you especially, you could show, look, people of all genders find me hot.
Yeah. Oh man, I had a boyfriend in college. Woo! Sexy. Mm. Yeah, Tay hates when I talk about him.
Have I ever seen a photo of him?
No, I'll show you pictures.
Oh my God, I've never even heard you talk
about
him.
Like an 8-pack. Wow. An Adonis.
An Adonis.
Couldn't believe he even liked me.
See, that's the thing. It's like having a boyfriend is half, like, of course, love, but it's half, like, confidence that somebody wants to spend time with you and thinks, like, you're hot and make out.
Yeah, yeah. He, like, was a goodie.
And I would leave that on my social media. Like, it's like a hall of fame.
Maybe I should go find pictures. Like, you know, we all have those boxes. Mm-hmm. I have, like, my X-Files. And I should just go take pictures and put them on my Instagram.
100%.
Tay would love that.
Yeah, I mean, you said she's not jealous.
Yeah, let's put it to the test. Let's test the limits.
Let's put it to the test. Okay, so Carl and Lindsay. Like, yeah. I just feel like I'm having an opposite reaction to everyone. Like, I'm actually upset about this.
You're really upset. Well, here's the thing. I have to kind of give...
Mostly because I took their side last season and now I just, like, look stupid.
Oh, well, yes, that would... Yeah. No, I'm telling you, you were wrong to take their side. Their side is always the wrong side. Yeah. But now it's really confusing because I'm like, they're both wrong. Whose side do I take in this? I think she forced him into having this, like, really phony performative relationship, mm-hmm. and he was just got sick of it.
Wow.
And because they said in the reunion...
But I just did exactly what I said I do. You're saying something and I'm like...
That you disagree with?
Mm-hmm. But, like, I was just like,
Would you like to end the podcast and go to page six?
No. Literally, Taylor Schecker storms off the set of The Toast.
And then... Honestly, I could use that press.
I know.
Let's do it.
Get out.
Get the... I can't... For real? Honestly,
the fact that you said that about Theo earlier, it's still bothering me. Get out. Get the fuck off my show. Take your lesbian ass out of here.
Homophobic.
Claudia Ashe. Homophobe.
I just... I feel like, so they got into a huge fight. They were in the middle of filming. Filming did not catch it. He literally left Montauk. Oh. They were at Surf Lodge and they got in such a big fight in front of Danielle that he literally got in a cab and drove back to New York City. Damn. Guys, that's a major fight.
It's like a $400 Uber.
That's a crazy
Uber
fight.
X. It's a $400 Uber X.
Yeah, it's insane. So, like, they clearly weren't as perfect as they were purporting to be.
Of course. But I don't clown on anyone for, like, keeping their relationship issues private.
No, but when you're, like, on a reality show.
It's a job.
I know. Okay, fine. Fine, fine, fine.
Some people, like, air out so much. It's like, you're married. Like, keep it in the house.
Touche.
That's what I think.
But I will say that I think it feels savage to cancel a wedding 3 months before. But also, I tried to cancel or postpone my wedding.
You did?
Yeah. And my wedding planner was like, either cancel it. Or do it. The postponing is stupid. I was trying to, like, pussyfoot.
Get more time.
And I didn't have the balls
to
cancel it because we were so far gone. So I was like, we'll just get married. If it doesn't work out, we'll get a divorce.
And that's exactly what happened.
But I do feel as if, like, I have to have respect for Carl for being like, you know what? I really don't think it's a good idea to go through. Like, I feel like it...
Canceling a wedding is so hard.
It sounds cruel, but I actually think, like, cruel to be kind.
No, I agree. You know? It's better than to go into a marriage knowing you're not happy.
Right.
But it's, canceling a wedding is, like, so crazy.
No, it's major.
Especially a destination wedding.
Especially when it's going to be televised.
Oh, yeah, especially when you're, like, a famous person, too. That's, like, next level.
I mean, do you think...
I think this bought them, you know, this bought Summer House a couple good seasons.
Yeah. Do you think that he did it, though, because, like, he was so mad at her and wanted to embarrass her? Or do you think he did it because, like, in his core, it was so just, like, wrong and he's on this path of, like, self-revelation and...
I don't know.
You know?
Yeah. Like, doing it on camera is, like, mean, but it also is furthering Lindsay's career.
And he's actually putting her in a really good spot. Like, he's giving her the Ariana edit.
Right. She's kind of the victim.
I had a conspiracy theory where I thought that, like, they were deciding to break up, and then she was like, throw me a solid. Everyone hates me. Let's do this together. You can get away with murder.
Like, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case. But we have to see. Like, we really don't know.
I know. I do feel really bad.
I do too, especially because she was just, like, really in love and really happy.
And so wants to get married.
I know. It is sad.
No, it really makes me feel uncomfortable how I feel, like, empathy for her.
And you've never liked her.
I do not like this feeling.
That's so funny. I don't mind her.
I've just known enough people.
I'm also not, like, a devoted Summer House fan.
I've just known enough people who have known her IRL who have told stories. And I've also met her a lot in person. And it's hot and cold. It's, you know, she's very, like, really, really up in your face and friendly, or she's just, like, really randomly scary. And it's I can't imagine having to live with someone like that. It's like an emotional roller coaster.
I don't think I've ever met her.
Yeah. I'm sure she would kiss your butt, which you love.
Which is the number one way to my heart. I could just literally spread my cheeks.
Spread them.
Go kiss.
She'll go right to the hole.
Our fifth and final story is something, like, I wouldn't normally choose.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's funny.
Okay.
It's sports related.
Okay.
And I feel like you might know about it because your wife, like, football season just begun and there's so much drama.
We'll see. Try me. My eyes glaze over.
Okay. So it has to do with Aaron Rodgers. Did you hear what happened to him last night?
No.
Okay, so Aaron Rodgers is like this, for anyone who like doesn't know football, he's like kind of a major player. He's
major.
Honestly, like was one of the best quarterbacks in the league. He's getting a little old, but he's still like pretty major.
Right.
And as of this year, he's playing for the Jets, which is like the craziest thing.
Right.
The Jets are like the loseriest team in the NFL.
I hate the Jets.
They can't get arrested, my God. Like they're so bad, always and forever. Like to be a Jets fan is like a lifelong illness.
Punishment.
Yes. But this kind of prolific quarterback is joining our team. So for the first time ever, like there is hope, there is excitement, there is buzz around the Jets. First game last night. Aaron Rodgers is likely done for the season with the Achilles injury.
No.
It's not good.
No.
Yep. So the Jets quarterback will undergo an MRI exam tomorrow or today. According to head coach Robert Saleh, after the Jets 22, at least they won, it is believed that the four-time MVP is suffering from an Achilles injury. MRI is probably going to confirm what we think is already going to happen, so prayers tonight, but it's not good. I hurt for Aaron. This is all the coach saying. I hurt for Aaron and how much he has invested in all of this. I'm still going to say a prayer and still going to hold out hope.
Oof.
He got tackled. He got, I think what, that's what they call a sack.
He got sacked.
And he had to be escorted off the field in like a little golf cart.
Oh my God, do you think Shailene Woodley texted him?
That's a good question. They were one of my favorite couples. I do.
I do too.
She's like a deeply kind of like granola. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Woo-woo forever.
Yeah, like.
We shared souls.
Yeah, we shared souls. Put some sage on it. You yeah. know. I'll send you my psychic's number.
I feel bad for him. I feel like though I've been trained to not like Aaron Rodgers, I don't really know why. My wife, she's in control of all my football feelings. Well, so yeah. like we hate him. She hates him, so I hate him. I don't really don't know why.
I'm not invested enough in football, so I respect that he's a good player, and I also respect that he dates celebrities. Like I loved his involvement in The Bachelor. You know, his brother won The Bachelor.
Yeah.
But they don't talk. Yeah,
they don't like each other.
They don't talk. Then there were the Olivia Munn years.
Ooh, and I love her.
Then there were the Danica Patrick years.
I forgot about that.
Then there were the Shailene Woodley years.
Yep. And now there are the?
Nobody, I think.
The nobody years. I just hate the Jets. Okay. I personally. My hot boyfriend took me.
You what?
My hot boyfriend took me to a Jets game.
Yep.
And it was the first time in my life I ever got called the C word.
And by a fellow like fan?
Some guy was like, sit down, sit down, sit down. And everybody in front of us was standing. So I was like, sir, we have to stand. Like, it's just, it's a chain reaction.
Yeah.
And he was like, shut up and sit down, you. I'm not even saying it.
C-U-N. Yeah.
You know? Wow. And it just like, it really hit like a gut punch.
I don't know if I've ever been called a C-word.
I am telling you, you would know. Because when you get called a C-word by like kind of a stranger or like out in public, it's very like,
it's such a crazy sharp word.
It's very. So
I think I've been called the C-word in like a fight with my sisters. Like a,
which
like,
one called you that?
I don't want to say. But it was like a bad fight.
I can't even, honestly, I can't picture any of the girls saying it.
I've recently been saying that word. I kind of love it. I want to take my power back.
Oh, I love it. And if you put a Y on it, it's fantastic.
Of course, very Erica Jane of you.
I have a co-host that says Cuntosaurus, and I love that. It feels
that
it doesn't even feel like you're saying it, you know? Mm-hmm. But you are.
You are.
So I went up and I screamed at him and I said like, you have a daughter? And he's like, yeah, I do. And I was like, you trash. Your team is trash. You trash. Your daughter's trash. Everyone's trash.
You literally sound like a Boston native. You trash.
And then I tattled.
Do you
to
have
like,
a Boston accent?
I kind of do.
It just came out.
Did it come out?
Yeah, do it again.
Trash. You trash. I mean, Boston, you can really hear like with the A's and the R's. We like flip them. Like we were going past a thing called a barber spa. I don't fucking know. And my dad went, look, a Baba spa. I said, that is the most fucking Boston thing I've ever heard.
Baba spa.
But people think my dad is Australian. That's how thick his accent is.
Boston does have
an
Australian resemblance.
Yes.
Oh, no. Don't judge my Coke Zero. You're such a fucking bitch.
You sound like...
Jemé.
You sound like, what's her name? Fat Amy from...
Rebel Wilson. Oh, no. Hi, guy. Cool. I love Australian accent. Like, I wish I could really do it.
Oh, Taylor Donahue. She'll never leave me for an Australian. It's guaranteed.
Why? She finds it annoying.
When I watch Below Deck Australia, she's like, her ears are bleeding.
I haven't watched Kept Up with Below Deck, but I've been hearing there's like a big drama with...
Fabulous.
With like production had to get involved. There was a girl who drank too much.
It was a
with
really...
Aisha. What's her name?
Aisha?
Aisha.
Oh, her Australian accent is
turns.
And she was like the hero, right? Her and that other guy.
Yeah.
They saved the girl.
They saved the girl. Production actually saved the girl.
Good for them.
And the showrunner is Darren Karp. You know Darren.
Yes.
Darren Karp's girlfriend is the showrunner.
I didn't know that.
Yes. And so she really was the hero, the heroine
Thank
of the
God.
Day. I know.
That was a crazy situation.
They really stepped in. It was the way to handle a situation like that.
That was during Toast Break, and I was just like down a rabbit hole watching so many clips. I'm like, who is this guy? And then that girl who was like apologizing for him, and then she got fired too. Good. Bye, bitch.
She was the Laura.
What was her name? Laura.
Laura. She was the worst.
The worst.
The worst, yeah.
Well, you know, I could talk to you forever.
I love you.
I love you. Thank you so much for being here again 2 weeks in a row. We so appreciate it.
You know, honor and a privilege.
And if you guys liked what you heard here today, I feel like I kind of took a back seat and let you just kind of tell your stories. And I liked it.
Well, thank you so much.
So if you liked what you heard here today, she's got so many more stories and she's not afraid to repeat them. Head over. Taylor hosts a free podcast. It's called Taste of Taylor. You can find it anywhere you get your podcast. It comes out every week. But she also does a daily show. It's on Patreon. It's $6.95 for a daily show. It's a great price. It's patreon.com/TheTaylorStrecker Show. Did I forget anything?
No. Nope.
Follow her on Instagram at Taylor Strecker.
Yes.
Follow her on TikTok at Taylor Strecker.
Good luck over there.
Thank you so much for listening to the Toast of the Millennium Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching us on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give us a video. Thumbs up. We're also available as podcasts anywhere podcasts can be found. So it's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places where you listen to podcasts. Find us a Toast of 5-star review about a beautiful setting and wickedly talented we are. Hope you guys have an amazing day. We are in studio tomorrow with Hannah Berner. That'll be a fabulous episode.
Yep.
Love ya. Bye.